But I told you,
they got things for you, Pinchy. There are no things on me.
Yes. All right. You are still tuned in to the Red Wheel Hardcore Radio Show. This is our second hour. We are definitely, we're here for you. We're TLBTalk.com. Okay, that's our sponsor. We're right here on RBN and KGRA. Guys, we're partnering up, spreading, get the word out. Okay? I'll use my First Amendment and Second Amendment if I have to. I'll get the word out and get the lead out. All right? Yeah. All right. Well, you know, we have Richard Moore here with us. And I'm actually discussing over the commercial break. I'm saying, can we get this guy a show? Would you like a show?
There you go. The mouth of the South, of course.
Yeah, you got a wonderful voice. You got a talk show host name. You got the experience. You got the knowledge. You got all the ingredients. I need help spreading information about this target individual stuff. I need help.
Well, anything I can do, I'll be more than happy.
You got my
mission and objective is to do two things. One, to expose this corruption in our government as it trickles all the way down to our neighborhood. And two, to offer good information, encouragement, and empower the victims that feel that they have been stripped of all of their rights, stripped of their dignity, stripped of their freedom. We're not free. We are held captive. And being told that we're free, and it's just in our mind. And these are the things that I focus on. So I try daily, to make sure that I don't make this about me. It'd be real easy to take myself out of the equation and a couple of these crash dummies. And so they're dispensable. These frontline crash dummies are dispensable.
Well, your experience is you can't take yourself out of the equation. I mean, you are part of the equation.
I have to make it about the bigger picture and for the betterment of mankind, for the whole community of people. We don't know what the numbers are. We may never know what the numbers are, but I can assure you that when the state of Mississippi is getting millions of dollars in grant money for human trafficking, it's mind-boggling, because who knew we had a human trafficking problem? You never hear anything about it. But what are they doing with this money? It's federal grant money, and these volunteer fire departments and emergency management and school districts get this grant money. But I'll tell you, I've got other individuals that are on the other side of the globe that write articles and stuff that track IP addresses. And I'm telling you, some very scary things come up. The people that watch what I do and are listening to what I do, it's mind-boggling. But I did some research on my devices and to see if I was being tracked. Come to find out, I've got all of them, the devices that were tracking me, that were on my network, go back to one school district. Now, I'm mapping where they are and so forth. And I said, what is the deal here? The deal is the school districts get federal grant money.
Yes.
And it hadn't got anything to do with the school, what's going on at the school, or anything else. But it has everything to do with individuals going out into the community and covertly torturing and harassing citizens. And so they have to keep checks and balances of what are you doing with this money. Now, each one of those, well, this person's doing this, doing that, that's called a fraudulent entry. Each one of those is a felony. And that can be reported through the Department of Justice, misuse of federal grant money. It's a simple process.
And let me add to that.
We need to keep doing. Yeah.
Let me add to that. So yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. I've done the whole trace and all that stuff. And you've got to get special blockers. You just got to get IP blockers. And I myself have removed, universities off of my internet because they do collect data for the government. They absolutely do. That is a fact.
No, they collect data. I've got them stalking me. Absolutely stalking me.
Right.
And but it's not me just saying that. But I know the location, and I've publicized this, of an indiscreet commercial building in the country. Near some houses, there's no signage there, but there's every type of marked and unmarked law enforcement vehicles sitting there in this parking lot. And if I go tomorrow, it'll be a whole different set. And what are they doing in there? But they're doing electronics and stuff in these vehicles.
Uh-huh.
And by accident, I caught this. And I had somebody reply, well, what is this place? I've seen it before, fishing to see what I thought it was. And I said, it's a stalking chop shop, but they have them everywhere. So these, when you see the harassment on the highways and interstates, this is what the victims need to know. I use a GQ tri-field meter. And I started noticing that I can look at my meter and read the, and of course, a microwave is a frequency, and you can see the frequency and you being doused with it. And this agitates the victim prior to you ever seeing the vehicles and the color harassment. If you're
right.
Seeing color harassment, you get a tri-field meter and turn that on. And you can video that in real time and the vehicles. And when the vehicles drive out of sight, the meter will go back down. And I'm not a rocket scientist, but when I spoke with the assistant U.S. attorney, he was he's listening to me. But when I started talking about these malicious frequencies and how I'm able to track those, and where they're coming from, well, his ears perked up and his eyes got, where did you learn that? And I said, well, I learned everything else. Oh, my own. And through my faith in God and being absolutely relentless in making sure if man can do it, if it can be done, then by grabs, it can be proven. And I said, and I'm tired of this. He said, well, this can't be proven. Baloney. I've got 3 federal lawsuits in right now. So I'll promise you, it can be proven. And I'm going to prove it.
Richard, listen, they call it the fingerprintless crime. And they are so certain.
It's a perfect crime. Perfect crime because I've had perpetrators tell me, They've been told by a law enforcement official, because I don't feel like uttering his name this evening, that they can do anything they want to me or my property. And I've had countless property crimes. We know the story, all of these things. But when I call them, they're not going to do anything. So that's the perfect crime. They're greenlighting criminal behavior. They're allowed to commit crimes to do what they're doing. And each time a victim lashes back or tries to have a preemptive strike against these people, they're taking notes and taking notes and taking notes in hopes that if it ever comes to the point that you get the ear in the right place of someone to listen to you, that all the things they have against you will just overwhelm whatever you have. Because we have to obey the law. We can't break the law. We don't have the privilege of going out there doing that. And so this is how the deck is stacked against us. But in federal court, these judges are not beholden to anybody. They're appointed, but it's a lifetime appointment. And so it's not as much of a good old boy system as the state courts are. And so if you're trying something in state court, forget that.
Well, Richard, I've got to interrupt you. Where there's a will, there's a way. Now, when they're doing the stuff to you, when they're doing the stuff to you, say that you can't do it back to them. Oh, absolutely, yes, you can. All it takes is a piece of paper, $160. Incorporate yourself. Incorporate your company. What are you? You're a security company. You do security work. Oh, right. So now, now you can do the things that they do. And not only that, you can hire whoever the hell you want. Okay. We as citizens, we can play the game too. We absolutely can.
Absolutely. That is exactly the way I see it, because I choose not to be a victim. Now, I've established the fact that I cannot call state or local law enforcement, FBI, they don't want anything to do with it unless it's referred to them by state or local law enforcement, which is not going to do that because they're implicated. And, of course, the FBI itself is Satan's dirty little secret anyway. But to believe that they're all rotten it would be easy to believe, but I choose to believe that maybe they're not all of them are. But people, I say, well, there's just a few bad apples make them all look bad. Baloney. Because, you have these people taking oaths, whether they're a judge or they're in law enforcement, and they put their hand on the Bible. They still swear people in like that. And they swear on a Bible they haven't read, to a God they don't know, to protect a Constitution they think is a piece of garbage and a historical document sitting in the Smithsonian Institute. And so, when we talk about peeping Toms, that used to be a bad word. But, I think we should make peeping Tom a bad word again. I think this country should become, that we should be able to make George Orwell fiction again. But
I call them Peter Gazers.
Oh, gosh. I mean, there's no, these people are just, there's no limit. There's no limit to what they will get. The more bizarre, the better, And so they like to be all inclusive when they're recruiting people to work in these programs to violate and torture other American citizens. And so whether it be NAMBLA or a Fraternal Order of Masons, the Eastern Stars or whatever, oh, sure, exactly. They want to bring them into the fold. And that causes more confusion. Conquer with confusion. But I don't care. You can put your own personality into it. Well, we want to go to playgrounds and snatch children off of rides and merry-go-rounds and stuff. Well, just try to, be moderate with it. And we'll try to cover as you can. But, trying to think in their shoes, because that's got to be what's going on.
Well, listen, my friend, I can listen to you talk all day about this. We got to have you your own show, because in the end, I mean, when I say I went through this stuff, and yeah, I did go through a lot of stuff that you're going through now. What it takes to get out of this is not just a backbone, but you've got to be able to get your voice out. When you get your voice out, they become afraid. You're very articulate. You got that southern.
They're doing everything they can to stop me. I've heard it. Boy, when is he going to shut up? And I'm telling you, I'm not shutting up, backing up, letting up, giving up until this deal's broken up. And that's the deal. You know, if it stopped today and everything was ice cream and candy cane, well, I appreciate the ice cream and candy canes, but I'm going to give you a bit of advice. You may as well continue doing what you're doing, because you should have thought about that a long time ago.
Right.
When you came against me and you came against my family and my loved ones and my friends and destroyed and made me unemployable, all of those things that were not taken into account. That
you, my friend, we are kindred spirits. I'll say this. They definitely would beg me, no, don't do this show. Don't get into radio. Oh, you know, it's like, well,
oh yeah, let it go.
We didn't know that you were gonna. We didn't know that you were gonna get on the radio. Well, should have thought about that.
Corrupt thing over. Of course, they don't want. I say, I've tried not to rock the boat. I'm trying to dump I'm trying to dump the garbage. I've got my there in the toilet in my mind, and I've got my hand. And I want to empower other victims to have their hand on that little silver handle and flush it.
Yeah.
And take back. I don't want to get off the grid. They need to get the hell off of my grid. It's my grid. I'm
exactly.
Not going anywhere.
Right.
It's my grid. And so bye, Felicia. Hit the road. That's not the deal.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. They should have thought about that. Yeah. Oh, we don't want you on the air. Well, you should have thought about that.
People need to remember history. They had the Nuremberg trials. We know what happened to them. But they had the second round, and these were for the foot soldiers. These are the people who said, well, look, I was just doing my job. I had no choice. They got the same portion as the people in the first round. Folks, don't forget the Nuremberg trials. They had the first round and the second round, and I'm telling you, And their people are still to this day hunting these people, 100 years old, and they're still standing trial. I read an article not long ago that this man, he was 100 or right at 100, and said he's competent to stand trial, and we're going to put him on trial for crimes against humanity. Now let me tell you, those chickens are going to come home to roost with these people involved in community policing, because every one of them are culpable of crimes against humanity.
Absolutely, Richard.
Period.
Richard, we are all trying to work on a Nuremberg trial part two. We're all trying to work on that. Listen, do you want to take calls or not? I think we have some callers that might want to talk to you.
It is fine with me.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah, so we are taking calls this episode. If you would like to talk to Mr. Moore here, that would be excellent. I see no problem with that. Even though I'm so glad he's my guest tonight, because I do have a bit of sore throat and cough. I'm trying my best not to cough all over the mic here, but I can just let him talk all day, and that would be wonderful.
Well, let me tell you. And we're not making the Home Office happy with this, but and they're praying to whoever they pray to or whatever they pray to. Most of them Walmart gift cards. That I lose my voice, but fat chance of that.
Well, my friend, I just want to tell you. I mean, you must be listening to the show, or you're doing all your own research. I mean.
I promise you, there's so much out there that information, and people ask me, "What do you listen to this. Have you read this? And I'm oblivious. I said, look, I wished I had time. What you're hearing is, I'm telling you, is organic. I'm living in it. I'm documenting the best I can, and then I'm articulating the best I can. So this is not, you're not going to hear me repeating something that maybe I heard somebody else. It's going to be rare.
Well, listen.
I want the way I see it, from my personal research and stuff. But I know that I listened to some of the interview, maybe all of it, of the last one we did, and I shared it. And so it send me the link to this one, and I'll share it and make sure that I'll post that, share that on my channel as well.
Well, something I would really like, something I really want, even if we can't, if we do or don't get you a spot on this network, I definitely want you to have a day a week where you reappear as a regular guest on this show. Because if you really are talking to these other individuals, these target individuals, you are a conduit for getting their stories out. Because not every target individual can come on the air.
Right.
So if we can get their stories out, that would be awesome. And
it
we actually
important.
Have a caller for
and their
you.
Story the... is important. Their story is important. And you know, I know that you've heard. I can't count the stories. And that I've heard from other targeted individuals and stories I've heard from fake targeted individuals. There
right.
is a difference. And people ask, well, how do you tell the difference? I said, well, you know, it's just good old fashioned intuition. I said, you know, it takes one to know one. And you're saying all the things, but you're also saying some things that a targeted individual is not going to say, not in this fashion. So everybody has their own way of but my job is not to get out here and separate the wheat from the chaff. I'm talking like tonight. I know that we have perpetrators and people that are actively involved in this program that are the enemy that are listening.
Right.
So not only am I speaking to the targeted individual, I'm also speaking to the enemy.
Exactly.
And I don't want to do anything to alienate the enemy. I want them to hear what I've got to say. And most of it, they're not going to like it. But
well, we do have some callers, my friend.
Okay,
would you like
to
speak to
it? Yeah.
All right. So we have Sam on line one. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's me. Hey, it's me, Dana. Yeah, I'm a targeted individual. The VA, part of it, the VA wanted us to sign a confidentiality contract back in 2014 to get our pain meds and get VA care that would allow them we'd be allowing them to force whatever they wanted, treatments, vaccinations, whatever on us, and I turned them down. And they told us that if we turned them down, good luck finding health care in Indiana again. And if we want pain meds, hit the corner and buy some heroin. And life's been hell since. They shattered my jaw on the way out. And a local dentist and oral surgeon wouldn't even x-ray it. Said they didn't want any part of the VA. And the local hospital here won't give me my records after seeing them. They called me a domestic terrorist and turned their name tags around.
Well, I want to, first of all, applaud you for serving our country. Even though you put your country before yourself and your family by serving our country, it is absolutely pathetic that the very country that you put your life on the line for has absolutely betrayed you. And it's not just with you, but with thousands upon thousands of veterans. Are not many of them homeless, getting inadequate or just subpar medical care? This is it's very sad. It's very sad. And your situation is not unique. This is what we see with a lot. Now, some guys do have it a little better. Had you signed that contract, why you might be driving a newer vehicle, getting a little bit better medical care, and you could be out there torturing other veterans. But I think you made the right choice.
Yeah, I didn't. There's no way I'm going to sign a contract like that. Plus, they said, I asked them. I said, so that means if I had a heart attack or broke both legs in an accident, I couldn't use the civilian emergency room, correct? He said, correct. He said, no civilian care once you sign this contract, no speaking negative about the VA. And that was way back before this COVID stuff.
Right, that's probably something that it keeps mutating. That it's probably going to be with us.
Well, I would actually challenge that. If next time you get sick or injured, I would challenge that because you're number one.
Oh, not definitely.
You cannot be refused medical help legally.
They've got to treat you. That's right, and that is if you go to a hospital and they do not treat you, they refuse treatment, then you've got a case. You've got a case, a federal case. And it's that simple. It's that simple.
Yeah.
I've even been out in front of the courthouse with signs and bullhorn by myself. I couldn't hire anybody to YouTube me. Over Union Hospital here, refusing my medical records. Not called.
Well,
they won't let me talk to the CEO or anything, but they said women up there.
You can contact me, and I'll be more than happy to amplify that.
Can we put your contact information on the air?
You sure can. You could contact me through on Facebook, through Messenger, or through my YouTube channel, both the same name. It's United States Anti-Gang Stalking Association. And so I have the avenues there to contact me. I do get those messages, and I will reply to them as expeditiously as possible. But usually within 24 hours, I will reply to it. And
okay.
You can email
I've got
me
on Facebook too, made a page about local corruption, but I didn't put in the juicier parts about the VA. I've went to every veterans group around here. I've called national TV people. Nobody wants to touch this place.
No, they don't want to touch it because this program. Sam, it's all about the money, and when they brought the mental health industry into this, they helped play their part, and the mental health industry coined the phrase. We are very excited about the holistic form of community policing, which means everyone doing their part, whether it be Walmart, FedEx, AutoZone, mental health, the school system, the police force, everyone working together to have a safe homeland. Oh, my God. And when I heard that, I said, or do you
homeland.
Mean fatherland? Fatherland and homeland. I said, it just chills up my spine. But you as a veteran and having these issues, this is something I don't know why. The press doesn't want to talk about that. They would rather talk about a stain on a blue dress any day than about the CIA smuggling in cocaine by the metric tons in the United States to fund a war in Central America. But so you know, our government has a long history of that. But
well, my town's pretty corrupt anyway. Because I got four major colleges here, all kinds of activists.
Right?
You know that doesn't help. You know I already
well,
stick
just know
out.
This. You contact me. You contact me, and you've got my word on that. That I will do my dead level best to get a little more attention on that. I've got a knack for doing that. And
attorney came by me when I was up in front of the courthouse with signs, and he said, "You know, that's legal. You got on your sign about HIPAA violations and not being able to get my records stuff." I said, "Yeah, you know." I said, you want my case? He said, hell no, not around here.
Yeah. Well, right.
I tell you what, we got boots on the ground. My co-host, which unfortunately isn't here today, he lives, it seems like he's kind of close to you, but my co-host is boots on the ground. He's the kind of person, he's going to walk into any establishment with the microphone and start asking questions with a camera on.
There you go.
I would definitely like to get a cooperation going on with Mr. Richard Moore. I would like for his organization, his movement, to combine with ours. And we'll. I've got TIs out there who are just like us, who don't have a home for an organization, who would like to research.
We need to give them a home, right.
I think
I'm totally alone here. I've been here, you know, solitary man, but, you know, I'm fed up with it. I can't hire a handyman. I can't get nothing small engine repaired.
You can't get nothing. You're not. But let me tell you, look, in retrospect, a lot of the people that they isolated from me, I'm ashamed to admit that I ever associated with in the first place. Because, Sam, let me tell you, you don't lose friends. What you are losing are just secret undercover haters, okay?
Okay.
A real friend will always be there. And I'm going to tell you, that friend word is thrown around. People see you got friends, you see that. But when the dust settles and the smoke clears,
fair weather.
Look around you. There's not many people going to be standing there. There's not many people going to stand there. I know this, Sam, and you know this. B knows this. But guess what? Now you've got two friends. That's certified. You're talking to them now. So, but now I can
because I've outlived all my other lifelong friends and schoolmates.
Right. You'd have to get a Ouija board to talk to them, but you're talking to them.
Yeah. That Facebook, that's United Anti-Gang Stalking.
It's United States Anti-Gang Stalking Association.
Okay. You don't happen to know Sue Bosgoz that was fighting this, do you? She had a YouTube channel out, whether she's dead or alive.
No. I don't know. You know,
she's a lieutenant colonel.
I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of people ask me about. I'm familiar with some TIs that I've met personally. That I had been to their funeral, and so I hear some of these things, and I think, well, you know, I don't know if they're dead or alive or not. I think, you know, you've got a lot of fake groups out there, and they'll kill them off the scene. You know, remember Dallas, JR, he was shot. And so, it's all, so they'll kill them off the scene. I saw who's dying or who's not dying. But I do personally know that I've interviewed some individuals that ended up dead. I know that for a fact. And it is dangerous. And so, especially when you get to a point where your story becomes detrimental. Harry Webb is the one that that opened the story of the CIA trafficking cocaine, and he was discredited. He couldn't. It went from being Journalist of the Year to he couldn't even get a job at a newspaper. He was writing articles about a cow having twin calves or something like that. And the CIA blatantly denied that they, but 4 years later, they did go public and said Barry Webb, in fact, told the truth about the CIA trafficking cocaine. 7 years to the date that he broke that story, Barry Webb was found dead in his apartment by a suicide with two, not one, bullet wounds to the head. How did that happen?
Two wounds.
The reason, not one, but two bullet, and it was suicide. But when the CIA public and admitted this, that they were the ones trafficking cocaine and that putting it on the American street and incarcerating hundreds of thousands of African Americans, and how many died from addiction, how many families were broken, how many, and it goes on and on and on. When this story broke, it was buried back in the Ann Lander section. But you know what was on the front page? A stain on a blue dress. Now, America couldn't get enough of that. When that was happening, I was like, really? Why are we still talking about that? Because there's something else they don't want you talking about. And
I'll let somebody else get on here and talk to you, but I'll get a hold of you on Facebook.
You get a hold of me, Sam. God bless you. Thank you. I'm grateful for people like you, because the last time I checked, we still have a constitution hundreds and thousands bled out and died for. And I don't know of any other way of honoring those individuals is by exercising those rights.
Now, this town earned its nickname Little Chicago and Sin City for a reason.
That's right. We're bad here. Get in touch. Stay in touch with us, and we'll get a little more attention for you, okay?
Okay, I appreciate any help you can give me or ideas. Thank you.
We'll do it.
Bye-bye.
All right. See, that's what I'm talking about. We got to connect. And, yes, I've been a part of, you know, some of these fake groups, and it's like, okay, once you realize that you've got two or three prevailing personalities that just start infighting, and it just destroys the group. And it's like, I don't have time for all this stuff. I need researchers. I need people who know the law. I need people who are willing to stand, not just
absolutely
complain, but can put the picture together for everybody.
Exactly. And this is not for
one of those individuals.
If you're weak, if your constitution is weak, and you feel like that you can fight this fight, and there's many that are not, for whatever reason, in a position to do that, but they can support our efforts by supporting the program with their money. Because there are people on the front lines like myself that you can put to work and you can rely that they will do something, and so everybody can play their part and be just as important. So you know, if we don't have finances, if we don't have people making donations supporting what we're doing, it makes it difficult to be able to have a broad audience and to be able to get the message out and to expose this corruption, hold these people accountable, because they work for us. When you call law enforcement and you're dismissed and gaslighted, they need to understand I am the one side of your paycheck. You work for me. Who are you to gaslight me or question anything about me? You work for me. And so this is where I take my stand. Because
we work for them. They think, slave, what are you doing?
They have,
stepping out of line, slave.
And these cops, they don't know anything about the law. And prosecutors love it. They love it because that's what keeps the courtrooms full. It keeps the attorneys and everybody driving big cars and all of these things going from illiterate law enforcement. You know, we're going to arrest you for it. Just make something up. Do they do that?
Well, I love really? It. Of course I love they it do. When cops have stopped me. I love it. It's like, okay, so what have I done wrong? What's the charge? What are you suspecting me of? And then, you know, they call dispatch. You know, can we get them for whatever number? What about this number? And dispatch has to sit there and do the research and try to figure out if I've done something
and
wrong.
They're Googling it. They're going online and Googling it. Yeah, I mean, they're not talking. Look, they're not running any of this through an attorney or prosecutor at this point. They're just they're grasping your straws. So you may get arrested off something they pulled off a WikiLeaks or Wikipedia or something. Who knows? But the targeted individuals are constantly having to deal with a lot of, I feel like if I call law enforcement and report this crime, well, they'll try to lock me up in a nut house. And I don't know how many times.
Oftentimes, that is the case.
I said, well, I can tell you one thing. I wish they'd like to do that to me as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just waiting for them to do anything like that because I've got something for them. Go ahead and break the law. At Title 18, Section 242. Go ahead and do that because I promise you, I'm going to hold you accountable. In my civil litigation, if I prevail, when I prevail, there's no if to it. When I become successful in that, there is no way that will not trigger a criminal investigation and criminal charges. Now, normally, it's criminal charges, conviction, or whatever, and then civil proceeding. If we could think of how the process worked in the O.J. Simpson trial, the Goldman family did prevail in a wrongful death suit against O.J. Simpson after he was found not guilty of the murders. Mm-hmm. In civil court, this is a different federal court. In criminal court. Criminal court, you must convict a person or they can be found guilty. It has to be beyond a reasonable doubt. Okay? That is the bar it has to meet, beyond a reasonable doubt that they're guilty. Now, civil case is considered off a preponderance of evidence, not beyond a reasonable doubt. And a preponderance of evidence means, is it more likely than not that this individual committed this crime that violated this person? But that bar of preponderance of evidence is much lower than beyond a reasonable doubt. And so it's going to be, this is the area that they don't want to be in. Because if we're documenting properly as victims, we should have a preponderance of evidence. And that's all it takes. And especially under oath and perjury, by the way, is a felony, and they'll lock you up for it. Go in federal court and lie and try to dummy up and gaslight a federal judge. It's not going to work. You may pull that in state court. Federal court's a different ballgame. Now, the feds cannot, the Department of Justice cannot turn their back on, okay, these people were found guilty for violating civil rights and unlawfully detaining, unlawfully incarcerating, and abuse of their power and the color of law. That's the criminal charges that we're hoping for. And this is what my ultimate goal is, to see the very ones that allowed and sanctioned these crimes against American citizens, innocent American citizens, see them do the perp walk with the handcuffs and the orange jumpsuit. That's what I'm waiting for.
That's what I'm waiting for too.
And I'm going to tell you, That day is coming, my friend. That day is coming.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to give you all the support that I can. And something I'm going to need you to do, I'm going to need you to visit TLBTalk.com, create you a profile, and create a group for your organization.
Okay.
And this, I mean, I know you got Facebook, you got all these other platforms, but
I'll promote it on the other platforms.
Not be censored. That's the most important part about this. Your post will not be taken down. We have features on the website, like for documents. You know, on Facebook, you try to share a document, and it's a virus. And everybody attacks you for trying to send a document. No, we have a document page for every profile. So if you got legal work, and yet you want everybody to see some legal case file stuff.
So is it like cloud storage? You know, can I upload 1,000 documents and they can go in there and read through those? And
you can put as many documents as you want. You can put the entire legal library.
I've been saying this to myself. I said, you know, that's one of the shortcomings of these other things. Is it goes into an abyss. Your post and the things that. And so it needs to be a little more user-friendly, a place where they can go if you want to read this and so forth, and have that there as a department for research. And I do have a lot of information.
That information can be read by anybody. And this is the other perk about not being censored. Having your legal research out there, you can have as many friends as you want. There's no cap, no 5,000 friends.
Right.
So if you get 100,000 followers and they all want to friend you, guess what? Every time you make a post, 100,000 people are going to see your post.
Right.
We are the new network. We are replacing Facebook.
I'm being shadow banned. I'm being shadow banned. Back in the day, when you and I interviewed the first time, I was the new kid on the block as far as on this scene on social media talking about this, and a lot of water's gone under the bridge since then, and I've absolutely, you know, we learned from trial and error, and actually taking the blood when I speak on things. I'm not speaking on something that I just heard about or a theory or something. The majority of things that I speak on are things that I have lived and experienced. And so I have a lot to talk about, whether it's MK Ultra, and we could talk about that all day. And yet to make one post or a video on that element. So there's plenty. There's plenty to talk about.
You will like this. Also, we're not in competition, okay? We are in conglomeration. I do have my own radio network that I'm starting up. It's going to be based out of the UK, but we're going to have people from around the world with their shows on. If we can have someone as articulate as you are, especially when you talk about the color of law and things like that and your targeting, people can actually learn a great deal from you.
I hope so. I will learn from them as well. And this is when you get like-minded people together in the same room, and on the same platform, you'll be surprised at how productive that can be. Now, this has been an ever elusive proposition, because when targeted individuals attempt to organize, mm-hmm. it inevitably go south. And
well, we have the best, and
because you're on a platform that is being controlled by the enemy.
Enemy is in control of my platforms. I can promise you that it's all we're all ex-military. For example, I'm ex-military. A lot of my partners are ex-military who have been targeted. We're ex-DLD.
Yeah.
We're like the A-team right now. We have our own everything. So,
if it wasn't for Facebook, human and child trafficking would not be a biggest problem as it is now. They're the platform
Amazon.
For it. They're the platform
and
for
Amazon.
It. But if you speak out against it, and you call a spade, and put a name behind that, but they'll get that's hate speech and bullying. Well, yes, I hate child trafficking. Why does that make me a hater? why is that wrong?
Richard, we're coming to the end of the show. You're absolutely right on that point, but we're coming to the end of the show here. I would like for you to tell everyone how to contact you one more time, and we got to go.
Okay, folks, it's Richard Moore, United States Anti-Gang Stalking Association, Facebook and YouTube. You can also follow me on Quora, that's U.S. Anti-Gang Stalking. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram and all that other stuff, but I've given you those three platforms on Gab as well, and soon to be on TLBTalk.com. I'd love to hear from you. Want to hear your story? I promise you, I will respond. And this is what I do. This is my full-time job, and that's helping other victims and exposing corruption, no matter where it is. You've come to the right place. If you've got that problem, then talk to me, and we'll take it from there.
Absolutely. Richard Moore, thank you. You are a brother. You're an ally. I can't wait to work with you. And, yeah, guys, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. With me, your host, V. Guys, remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king, so please educate yourselves. Good night.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Say hello to my little friend.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good.
That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
True winner.
And I get the green light from Mom.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Click the donate button and assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee.
RBN can continue to accept donations via our PayPal account as you did before. We are not accepting checks or money orders made out to RBN at this time. If you have any other questions, please call 800-724-2719 extension 3 and please cancel your automatic payments.
The network thanks you.